I never leave the Colosseum, ever. Blood, the sweat, the heads, the arms, the feet. I never leave because you're here, and I want to fight alongside you. We need each other, you and I, because we're all alone. But there's a volcano inside every one of us. Sleep in. Shh. Ridicule us if you dare. We will explode like cans of Coke in the pockets of the loop-de-loop riders. How fucking dare you? There's no problem here. We can see. We can see. You're so far back in the cheap seats, you're blind and deaf to the truth. To you, we are oddities washed up on a beach, struggling to breathe. Huddle around, stare, raise your sticks and stones, poke, throw, laugh, kick, whisper sweet, who the fuck do they think they are in each other's ears? Break our bones. We have never been more alive. Give us a thumbs down, share your dislikes, do it, go on, I double dare you. We understand because we were you. But now we are us, the people that don't drink alcohol. Truth, awareness, freedom, those are our weapons. Resistance is the enemy, and we're not afraid to fight. We do it daily. We are making the greatest change in our lives, one that will impact the world in many beautiful ways. And you know what? We can't even see you. We can't even hear you. Who the fuck are you? And this is what we talk about in today's podcast. My name is Lee Davey. I am not an alcoholic. I refuse to be anonymous. I am someone that doesn't drink alcohol, and I spend every waking moment helping other people do the same. Enjoy. Yo, folks. It's the sun is about to come down in California, so I decided that I would go for a little walk, stretch my legs. I've been spending the last 3-4 hours creating and recording videos and assignments for the Freedom module of the Truth About Alcohol Intensive. I've been focusing in the last couple of hours on meaning and purpose, and basically focusing on our time spent on what we do for a living, because it works out on average that we spend around 220,000 hours of our life sleeping. And then the next voluminous activity alongside that is 80,000 hours in our jobs or careers or vocations, whatever we have. So I believe that if you want to be someone who doesn't drink alcohol, and everything that that entails, and it's much more than just stopping drinking a powerful poison, it's about leaving this world comfortable that we did everything that we could to try to make it an amazing life. This brief time we have here, that we enjoy it and we find some meaning and purpose within it. And the only way we can do that, really, I think, is to take a look at this 80,000 hours, this biggest chunk of time outside sleeping, and figure out how we're going to best spend it. So I've been doing that, and I went downstairs to make a smoothie and was listening to Daring to Lead by Brené Brown, and she said a couple of things that prompted me to want to do a little podcast before this, and another one that I'm going to do now as I walk around the block. Now, one of the things that Brené said was, she talked about getting into the arena. Think of it like a Colosseum, right? The Roman Colosseum. Getting into the arena and getting some blood and guts and dirt on your hands. You're not sitting on the sidelines watching the people getting involved in the mess in the middle, doing all the hard work. You're in there doing the hard work, right? And what Brené said when she was talking about being a leader, she was talking about vulnerability and showing up, and she was like, there will be plenty of people when you show up as a leader in the world who will want to drag you down. You know, someone like Brené, who goes around the world doing speaking engagements and writing books, I'm sure that as successful as she is, with thousands or millions of thumbs ups and 5-star comments, She has her fair share of one-star comments and thumbs down. And what Brenny's saying is, when it comes to wanting to be a leader, taking feedback, she ain't gonna listen to anybody who's not in the trenches with her, who's not in the Coliseum with her, right? Who's not getting their hands dirty or getting blood on their hands like she is, who's not doing the work that she is. She says she will not take any notice of anybody sitting in the cheap seats. I like that. Reminds me of Welcome to the Cheap Seats from The Wonder Stuff. Love to watch them live, you know. I wonder if they're touring again. And I think that that is a very powerful thing to think about as we become people that don't drink alcohol. Because not everybody is going to be jumping through hoops over our decision to stop becoming a drug addict. I know that when I stopped in 2009, my support system was one. My wife at the time, all the way through until we got divorced, always told me how proud she was of my decision. Not just my decision to be someone who doesn't drink alcohol, but the fact that I went through with it. But nobody else supported my decision. I know my parents, my family, the way they dealt with it was just dodgy. So they just didn't talk about it. My friends, some of them did. Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Good trip?
Oh yeah, always a good trip.
It's always good to come back though.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. A long, strange trip it's been. Jerry Garcia.
So, sorry about that. So, nobody supported me. And that is tough, okay? That is tough. But what's even tougher than not getting support from people you expect that you're going to get it from is when you start to get criticism. When you start to get the one-star remarks, when you start to get the thumbs down. Because here you are, making the greatest change you've ever made in your life, a paradigm shift. You're doing something you've never known anyone else do.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
Good. You're stopping taking one of the most addictive drugs in the world. And you're doing so you could be a better father, a better mother, a better husband, better wife. And then everybody takes a piss out of your decision. Minimizes it, ridicules it, makes you feel so small. And if we take Brené's advice, 100% of that feedback, that negative, corrosive, decisive feedback that is just designed to get us hooked again, just so these selfish people, that's not true, that selfish belief system can keep these other people hooked by keeping the cognitive dissonance away. That's my train of thought then. Always happens when I'm walking around like this. Those people, my train of thought has returned, 100% of them are not in the Coliseum with you. They're not in there. They're not in the trenches. They've never been there. Okay? Because if they had been there, they wouldn't be delivering those abusive comments, right? These people who are giving you the one-star ratings and the thumbs down, they're in the cheap seats. They have no clue what you're going through. They have no clue what you're doing. And therefore, because of that and because of their position in those cheap seats, you should pay zero attention to them. Zero attention, okay? And not only should you take zero attention of them,
but you should consider how you're gonna ensure that you are not spending any time with them in the future. Because if we're gonna follow the old adage that we are the sum total of the five people we spend our time with, we don't really want to be spending our time with people who are hoodwinked by a powerful belief system that we're trying everything in our power to get away from. That's just balmy. Now, I'm not saying that you should just turn around all your friends and family and tell them to fuck off straight away right now. What I'm saying is you need to think about it. You need to think about what your plan is going to be. You're going to have to think about and prepare for the pain and the suffering that's going to come. And you're going to have to make sure that someone has your back. And that person or those people who have your back is better if they know what you're going through. And this is why you should join community like Strive or Hello Sunday Morning or Alcoholics Anonymous or This Naked Mind or start your own community, whatever. But surround yourself with people who understand what you're going through and then listen to their feedback. Don't listen to the feedback from the people in the cheap seats. My name is Lee Davey. I'm not an alcoholic. I refuse to be anonymous. I'm someone that doesn't drink alcohol, doesn't sit in the cheap seats, who is in the trenches with you. And I hope you know that. Take care of yourself and I'll catch you later. Bye.
Ruth said she loved where she was just after 30 days of working on The Truth About Alcohol Taster. Sue said The Truth About Alcohol Taster was hand on heart the best decision she ever made. I have learned that alcohol has no place in my life and I am no longer alone, said Rhonda. Jennifer said the intensive helped her beyond just quitting drinking. She now leads a fuller, more awakened life. Nikki said the intensive brought a depth of awareness that has changed the way she now views the world. Talking about the intensive, Maureen said, you will not regret taking this experience, but you will regret passing it up. Shit gets real. You are in it. And that, for me, is reason enough to dive in. The self-growth and discovery it offers is profound, as are the connections you make. Talking about Strive, Bonnie said the people in Strive felt like new friends with lots of wonderful support for each other. Tony said Strive is inclusive and supportive. There is so much empathy, understanding and encouragement. And this is where I am not a number on a balance sheet. This is where I found home. Julian said, I believe we are defined by the people and ideas we surround ourselves with. And so the warmth, support and personal growth I've found at Strive make it the place I want to be, the place I have to be. You drank alone. Do not quit alone. Head to thetruthaboutalcohol.co.uk and invest in yourself today. Become someone that doesn't drink alcohol.